Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of the council, welcome to UWC Radio here live on Block Talk Radio. It is your host with the most, the greatest, the most fadest. It's me, Lance Winters. And joining me tonight, I have my cohorts. I have Sonia. I have Luis. Sonia, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. Just feeling like always.
Alrighty. And Lewis, how are you feeling tonight? You ready?
I'm very, very recuperating from yesterday's doctor visit. I'm very good.
I'm glad to hear that. Can I ask you, how's the health update going? Are you climbing up that hill? Are you sliding back down? What's going on, man? I'm worried about you every day. You know, I'm always messaging you. Let the people know how you're doing today.
I'm doing good. I'm drinking they gave me this kind of medicine. It's called Talithia. It's a bacteria in the stomach. And if not treated properly, it could cause stomach cancer. I forgot the medical term for it. But yes, so we're putting up a fight, guys. We're still here.
That's very true. We're all putting up a fight in one way or another. You've got your things going on. Sonia's dealing with diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis.
I just got the common cold. Thank you. And thank you for the dictionary definition. What is that again? It's the same thing Kenny Omega has, right?
Yeah, the bacteria is called H. pylori. The doctors caught it on time, and they're treating it with this medicine called Talithia, which is a mixture of omeprazole, amoxicillin, and rifabutin. So I had to drink 12 pills of those per day, four in the morning, four in the afternoon, and four at night, besides the other medicine that I'm already taking for the heart attack.
I'm glad you have your medicine on the schedule. You need to keep that schedule so we can keep you around. In case you guys don't know, UWC returns this June, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, in June we're coming back to you. Where, who, why, you'll find out in the next few weeks. We're going to have the council head member himself, Manny, join us in the following weeks to break it all down for you guys. But we're all in the march. We're in February, but we're marching towards March, getting closer to that date. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, UWC returns in June. Follow us on all social media, United Wrestling Council on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, for all the good news. But let's say you're looking for some merchandise. Let's say you're looking for, like, designs, logos, stickers, patches, anything of the sort. Well, Luis, this is your part. Take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys are looking for something for your loved ones for this upcoming February, what is this, 14, 15? What means it's such a day? For Valentine's Day, you can find it at Little Green Dress Boutique on Facebook, Little Green Dress Boutique on TikTok, Little Green Dress Boutique on Instagram, If you need any logos, shirts, special sayings or something, you need a nice one on the shirt, you want to propose to that special somebody, let me know. I can make it happen. I can put it on a shirt. I can put it on a jacket. I can make you a big giant banner. You can call me at 323-675-7793. Or you can find me at Luis_Ordonez78 on Instagram. All affordable prices, if I can beat the price for your order, I will do so. I'll work with your budget and make it look nice and presentable.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That is Luis Ordonez. Hit him up. He's working. He may be sick. He may be all drugged up on medication, but he's still working, still hustling, making his dollars. I got to send him one of my sheets. I have some designs I want to get worked on. But ladies and gentlemen, you guys should all reach out to him. He does amazing work, great turnaround time. I can vouch. This other company I work for, he's done some great artwork for him. And, you know, I heard he's working on a new Mayan head for UWC, but I can't say too much on that. But ladies and gentlemen, make sure you get your merch. It's a new year. Get a new design. Get a new style. Switch it up. If you don't know what you want, this man will help you figure out what you want. And he's available 24/7. Tonight, we're going to have a special guest with us. Sorry.
Yes, you will see the new flyer for UWC coming up. It's already in the print shop. So it's all delivered this week. So the flyer is going to start going out this week. So you guys can follow United Wrestling Console. It also has the new QR code that you can just point your phone to it. And the information will pop out right there. It also has the Blog Talk Radio address or URL, so you can follow us there as well.
This man is a mechanical genius. He has a plethora of skills that I do not possess myself, including making this merchandise, including flyering, also including these QR links, but never really understood. They're just a bunch of dots in a square, but I guess you take a picture of it, sends you all the info you need. Stay tuned, guys, for these UWC flyers. Tonight, we're going to be speaking with a special guest that's wrestled all around the world. His name is Blood Eagle. We're going to have him on. I worked with this guy quite a few times in the Lucha Pro area. Shout out to the Lucha Pro Arena downtown in Los Angeles. Always gave me a shot. They always gave me an opportunity growing up, getting into the business, you know. Shout out to Trigger and them. But Blood Eagle is going to be our guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss it. Something I could not miss, it happened just a few hours ago, was a WWE press conference. And did you guys get a chance to watch any of that? Sonya Lewis, did you guys get to watch this press conference?
I just saw a little bit with The Rock and Cody. That one?
Yes.
I saw most of it, but I fell asleep. The medication beat me to it, but... Yeah, I missed when The Rock slapped Cody, so I had to rewatch it on the video. But yeah, it's interesting. Was something cooking for Elimination Chamber? What do you think about that?
Yes,
they're cooking something good.
Oh yeah, so this press conference thing was more for the more casual fan, for the person to get into it, because most of the program was just highlights of, you know, who the wrestlers are, their little highlight reels to say nonetheless. There's a couple of appearances, you know, you had Rhea Ripley come out with her belt, and then you had, you know, Becky Lynch come out declaring that she's going to win the Elimination Chamber to challenge Ripley at WrestleMania. It's going to be their first time going at it, you know. And then, like everybody said in the main event, right at the end of the show, you had The Rock, Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns all standing out there. The Rock was showing his family tree and how it is a battle of the bloodline, you know, to see who's the most supreme. He's talking about how this is going to be the best WrestleMania ever. And Cody says, he comes out of nowhere saying, this is some crap, you know, like, I won the Royal Rumble. I should be the one challenging. If your grandparents were here right now, they would be disgraced. They would be disgusted. They'd be disappointed in you guys, power tripping. And I got Roman all hot. Roman was taking off his jacket. Roman was ready to, you know, lock in. But The Rock stood in front of Roman got in Cody's face and said, when you talk about him and his family, you're talking about me and my family. And if you're talking about my family, something about his catchphrase, you better come bring it, and smack the lips off of Cody Rhodes, it looked like. And that was just electrifying. The crowd did not see that coming. You know, I thought there was going to be a breakout, like a little fight going on, but Cody got slapped so hard he was pushed into the background. Seth Rollins actually was up in the front ready to go up against The Rock, talking about this is crap, this is some bull, you know, this, that, and the third. Earlier this week, I forgot where he was, but Seth Rollins was interviewed. And he was interviewed about The Rock coming back and what does that mean to him. And he said it. He's like, yeah, you know, The Rock's a whatever guy. He just comes and goes whenever he wants. I've been in the business for the last 10 years putting it down. And sure, let him come in, let him get his money, let him get out, pretty much. Like, he doesn't hate him as bad as he hated CM Punk when he saw him at that pay-per-view when he debuted. But he said, you know what, let The Rock do his thing. But during this whole scrawl, he's all yelling at Triple H, Paul Levesque, saying he can't get away with this stuff. Who does he think he is? He's taking it too far, this, that, and the third. And The Rock was just standing there, and you couldn't even hear what The Rock was saying because it was all blurred out. The Rock was going all in with the F-bombs, the S-bombs. I think the C-word was thrown in there a little bit. And Seth walked away saying, this is some bull crap. I can't take this anymore. Like, you can't get away with this. Sonya, how do you feel about all that?
I think that's, like, annoying for them to call The Rock an ordinary wrestler. You know, like, he's not, like, he's one of the great wrestlers of all times. Like, he's going to go, like, you know, there's going to be, like, you know, there's a lot of great wrestlers, but there's the ones that are, like him, like, he's electrifying, you know, like, Hulk Hogan, freaking Andre the Giant. Like, you know, he's going to be probably in that rank. I think so.
Well, so even like, after the press conference, his little post.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I get it. I get where you're going at. I understand you right there, Sonya, but that's where I was going to jump in with CM Punk, because CM Punk was on commentary. And after they all walked away, you know, Michael Cole was the head of the table asking everybody around. It was like Big E, it was CM Punk, and it was Pat McAfee. They're all sitting there, and they're trying to inquire what's going on. CM Punk kind of had Seth Rollins back, which is kind of crazy knowing their history the last couple months. And CM Punk said, yeah, dude, like, Dwayne did that to me. I won the Royal Rumble back in 2014, and guess what? He just stepped in front of me. He took my spot away from me. You know, he's a fucking cancer. Sorry, he said he's a cancer. He's a slime ball. And I'm learning, you know, through watching, you know, the different news outlets and whatever, that when The Rock signed with TKO to be part of the management, part of his agreement was he gets this match against Roman. So, again, he's politicking his way into things. He's not earning his spots. And I personally don't like The Rock because The Rock has had so many failed projects in the last 6 years. Like, I don't even want to get into it. But I will say he ruined the DC Universe trying to be the superhero in the Black Adam movie that flopped.
Agree.
He had his own tequila brand. He tried to be the number one tequila brand. That flopped.
That's,
he had his own
$5
or $5. That flopped.
He needs to stick to
but
wrestling.
But now he's trying to make.
That's tequila.
Yeah, but he needs to, you know. Yeah, exactly. That tequila's gross. His $5 is gross. His whole movie company that he tried to produce sucks. And now he wants to latch back onto wrestling. And yeah, it's cool to show up. But guess what? Sonya's talking about all the legends, all the greats in wrestling. Guess who the last legend was that came back and everybody loved him and got the biggest pop? And he didn't have to politic his way like he is. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Came back twice in the last 3 years.
One.
He didn't have no negativity with the fans. He didn't try to steal no main event. He didn't try to politic his way into the thing. He got in, got his pop, and got the job done. So don't get all this crap about, he's more than ordinary. He can do whatever he wants because, no. The crowd definitely didn't like it. You're a bunch of crazy complainers anyway, and now all of a sudden.
It's wrong to call him ordinary.
What, Sonya?
I didn't say.
He's an ordinary guy.
No, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the great wrestlers. Like, he is a great wrestler, whether all that other stuff failed, that has nothing to do with wrestling. Okay, yeah, he failed in his other things that he attempted. You know, a lot of people fail and stuff. You just don't hear it like you do about him. But as far as his wrestling, The Rock's wrestling, I will always love The Rock in wrestling. And he is not just an ordinary wrestler. but he is not.
Yeah, you know who else
like
is a great wrestler
either.
That turned ordinary?
Don't put that in my mouth either.
I never put anything in your mouth, Sonya. I'm just telling you that ordinary wrestlers, that fits the bill when you're talking about old people like The Rock. When you talk about old people like Kane, when you talk about old people like Goldberg, when you talk about old people like Triple H, Shawn Michaels, the last of their matches shouldn't have happened. And I feel that's the same way with The Rock. When The Rock showed up in San Diego on the day one episode, he was winded. He was gassed after one clothesline when he came in. So don't give me all this business when he couldn't even handle Jinder Mahal, but now he wants the main event WrestleMania against the Tribal Chief. I don't even care because the Tribal Chief's going to win.
His movies, all that stuff, you're not really talking about his dressing. Like, okay, yeah, he came back and he's trying to take it over. Yeah, that's kind of annoying because you guys want to see other stuff. But it doesn't take away from everything that he has done in wrestling.
He came back January 1st, 2024, and was winded after a clothesline to Jinder Mahal. He's not in the shape. He's not in the position that Stone Cold was to make a comeback. Anyways,
I don't think he would last. I don't think he would last a full match with Roman or Cody for that case. But you know what? Whatever's cooking for Elimination Chamber, I want to see that match: Rock Roman versus Fat Cody. I mean, it would be a good match to watch him and see if he's winded or not, or if he could do a good thing at WrestleMania, you know?
Yes, and that was speculation towards the end. Big E said, I don't know what's going to happen. It could lead up to a tag team match kind of like that, and only time will tell. But, yeah, for the moment, those are my opinions. Those are my views, and they're not exactly the views of the UWC Council. Me and Sonya have been going back and forth on the Vince stuff. Now we're going back and forth on this stuff. I think the best thing to do right now is to have a quick commercial break and transition to our guests. So that way we keep cool heads. We still got a lot of show ahead of us. So stay tuned, everybody. UWC Radio. I got to take a breath.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway, or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next time. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memories. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, UWC Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Vance Winters. I'm in a lot more calmer space and in a peaceful mindset. I want to remind you guys to check out Paul's Photos. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Paul's Photos in Torrance is the best place for your camera equipment, the best place to get professional photography, or even if you want to take classes in the art of photography, check out Paul's Photos in Torrance. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have our guest, Blood Eagle.
Hello?
Hello, is this Blood Eagle?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Blood Eagle, how are you doing? This is Lance Winters live. We're at UWC Radio on blogtalkradio.com. I'm doing all right. How's your night going so far?
Cool. How's it going?
Oh, man. Good. Glad to hear that.
All right. So this is the podcast, you guys?
Yes, sir. We're live now. Yes, I can, sir. We're live now to an international audience. We have people listening all around the world. Right. And for those people who may not know you, can you let us know a little bit about yourself, when you started, where you trained, et cetera? Just a little tidbit of information before we dive in.
Well, Well, this is Blood Eagle, you know, one half of the Soulless Assassins, the Soulless One, you know. And, yeah, I mean, pretty much, long story short, you know, I've been wrestling for, let me see, almost 18 years already, you know, and have a pretty good career, pretty good, better than most, you know. And what I'm doing right now is pretty new to me, this podcast thing. I've been asked before to do it, but I've always, you know, I've always shied away from it. It's not really my thing, you know. It's not my cup of tea, so to speak. But, you know, see, you guys hit me up, and I said, why not? And here we are, you know.
Yes, sir, and I know you're, you may be new to this talking thing, but you're definitely not new in this wrestling business. Like I said, 18 years is definitely a lot of time put into this business, and I commemorate you for that because not many people stick with the business as long as they can. They pull out for some reasons, but you managed to stay here for 18 years, and I say you probably got another 18 to go. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, it's, like you just said, it's a business, you know? It's a business, and a lot of people don't really look at it as a business. They look at it as a pastime, hobby, whatever you want to call it, you know? But when I got into it, I didn't look at it as a business either. I looked at it as something that I wanted to do, you know, something that I really enjoyed doing, you know, something that I really enjoyed watching, you know? And I threw my hat in and off to the races, you know, and for 18 years, I mean, it's been pretty good to me, you know. I mean, I can't really complain, you know. But, yeah, it's been for half of my life, you know, wrestling has been my life. And I enjoy it, you know, and I still enjoy it, you know. And, yeah, you know what I mean? I can't speak for
yes,
others,
sir.
But for me, I mean, it's an adventure, you know?
Yes, sir. Take me back. So 18 years ago, where did you go to train? Who trained you, and how was that experience? Because I know nowadays training is a little different than it used to be back then.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I started off in, I don't know if you guys remember, UPW, Ultimate Pro Wrestling. You know, that's where Juan Cena came from, yeah. I started off back then, and that's where I started, and I did a year or so there, and I kind of, my background's a little shady, you know. I wasn't, like, the best person in the world, even now. I'm still not right now, but back then, you know, I was a little shady. But anyways, I was doing the wrestling thing, and then I got busted, and I kind of went to prison for a little bit, you know. But then when I got out, I kind of tried to go back, you know, to UPW, but was no longer there. And that's when I joined the LA Inoki Dojo, and that's where most of my fundamental things from Durango Kid, you know, head trainer of the LA Inoki Dojo. And and that's where it's been. And off and on, you know, and I have been just training. I've been training with other people too, you know, because that's where, the way it was back then. You just didn't try to stick to one place. You kind of jump from place to place, you know, and this other wrestler would invite you down, like, hey, come and train with me, or come down here and train, or let's go and train over here, you know. And so I was trained by a lot of guys, you know, a lot of good wrestlers. And, yeah, and like you said, yeah, wrestling has changed a lot, especially in that training aspect, you know. Back then, it wasn't really about, here's my money. Not train me, right? It was more, let's see, they would choose you. You know what I'm saying? Let's say you have a lineup of 10 guys. Out of those 10 guys, maybe they would pick three or four guys. And from those four guys, maybe only two would last, you know, because it was more, you know, I don't really like using kayfabe, you know, but it was more kayfabe than it is now. There was no internet. Well, there was internet, but there wasn't no social media like there is now, you know. So it was really word of mouth, like, oh, go train over here with this guy, go train over there with that guy, you know. Listen, and they would put the boots to you to see if you'd come back, you know. So most of my upbringing was getting my ass kicked by the older wrestlers, you know, but to see if I would come back. And, yeah, and that's the way you pay your bones, you know, pay your dues, and that's what I don't see a whole lot, you know, going on today. Today, anybody could be arrested, anybody could be, you know, give their $200, $300, I don't even know what they charge, and, you know, 2-3 weeks, oh, you pay, go and wrestle, you know? But, no, that's not the way it works back then. And I don't think it should fit. I don't think it, you know, a lot of that has been lost, and it kind of sucks, you know, but it is a business, and people need to start looking at it as a business, you know what I mean?
Yes, the culture has definitely shifted over the past 10 or so years.
And not really in a bad way. You know, social media has helped in a lot of ways, but it has been positive and negative. You know, it has its pros and its cons. You know what I'm saying? The pros that, you know, you can pretty much establish yourself out there, put yourself out there, and all that. But the cons is that, you know, you give a lot away of the business side of it, you know? You give away a lot of the things that you really, that I think you shouldn't really give away, you know? But that's the way it is now, and, yeah, what can you do? Yeah.
Yes, I mean, one of the pros of social media nowadays is the fact that you can help promote yourself. It's less word of mouth and more of check out my reel, trying to get me booked here and there. But definitely one of the cons would be, you know, the overexposure. I've seen a lot of people saying, oh, my name is, you know, like my name is Lance Winters, but then me saying in my profile, oh, my real name is, you know, Josh Steven or something. You know what I mean? That kind of thing kind of gets me when it comes to social media.
Like today, I don't have any social media, you know what I'm saying? I don't have anything. I don't have, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, I don't have any social media. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and it still goes pretty good for me, you know? But that's just because that's the way I was brought up, you know? You know, the upbringing, you know? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been to Japan, you know, and in Japan, they still believe in kayfabe a lot. You know what I'm saying? They still have that mystery factor in the pro wrestling, and that's why I love Japan, because they're not giving it to you all right there in your face. You know, they still have like a community of wrestlers, still a brotherhood of wrestlers. You know, and that's what's kind of missing out here in the States right now, like the brotherhood of wrestling, you know.
That's awesome. I was going to actually follow up and ask you if you've wrestled internationally. So could you tell me a little bit more about your time in Japan and how beneficial it was for you, and like how early in your career did you start going international from outside of California?
Oh, well, it started pretty early in my career, going, you know, Mexico and, you know, New York and, you know, and like Canada here and there. You know, Japan didn't come later into my career, but it came really early because, again, you know, there really wasn't no social media, you know, so it was just word of mouth. You go around doing your thing from, you know, city to city, you know, state to state, whatever, and, you know, word of mouth would get out, you know, and like, other wrestlers would bring you, oh, yeah, I got this guy, I got that guy, oh, I know this guy, I know that guy, oh, you need somebody, oh, I know this guy, you know what I mean? It was word of mouth, you know, and if you were somewhat good, you know, obviously your name would get kept on brought up, you know? So that's how, you know. I mean, it's been good, you know. I don't mind going different types of places, but times have changed. Promoters have changed. Wrestlers have changed. The whole industry has kind of evolved into something else, which is good for those that know how to work it, you know. It's pretty good, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely amazing to see how you're able to travel. Like I said, it's a lot different for us or people in our generation to get access to bookings and to get access to traveling when you don't have social media. But like you said, it was a different time. It's like a lost art of promoting yourself by word of mouth. And I just think that's incredible to hear about your journeys throughout Japan, Canada, New York, and Mexico. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you guys know a luchador named Hysteria. Hysteria. He's pretty famous in Mexico, you know, Hysteria. He kind of told us from the get-go, you know, this is a business, you know what I'm saying? This is a business. You got to kind of know how to push yourself, sell yourself, you know, and that's what social media is good for. Social media is good to be able to sell yourself and put yourself out there. You know, but back then, there wasn't any of that. So you kind of have to pick it up on the fly and learn how to do that, you know? And I'm not talking about, like, politics or kissing ass or any of that, you know, because I never did that. My partner, Labyrinth, he never did that, you know? We're kind of considered assholes, you know what I mean? We're kind of considered, you know, like bad, you know, bad because we don't do that, you know? But I just feel like it's not necessary to do that in order to get what you want or get where you want to be, you know? You know what I'm saying? Because we've seen it. We've seen it from experience from other wrestlers that have talked to us, you know, have told us, like, hey, look, this is how it is. This is how you should try to do it, you know? And said this is way before social media, so we kind of picked up from him and from them, you know, and use it to our advantage, and, you know, a lot of these guys now, you know, it's kind of lost, because they ask for, like, free bookings, put it that way, you know, they ask, oh, can I wrestle, and I'll wrestle for free, and, I mean, if you want to do that, that's okay, you know, that's fine, you know what I'm saying, that's fine if you want to do that, to start off, maybe. But once your career starts going, there's a certain point where you can't do that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because you're pretty much putting your life on the line, you know. And some of these promoters, they know that. So they'll take advantage of it, you know. But for the most part, you just got to try to take care of yourself, because it's your body, you know. It's your body, it's your health. And that's the most important thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and wrestling isn't about paying the bills necessarily. It's about living the passion, but you can't live the passion with an empty stomach. You know, you need some sort of income, you know, in case, like you said, something bad could happen. You could break a neck. You can, even outside of wrestling, you can get injured.
It is a passion. It is a passion that keeps you going. It is the love of it that keeps you going, you know. It's all of that stuff that keeps you going. But, I mean, if you get hurt, you're pretty much screwed, you know. God forbid it ain't anybody get hurt. But if you're not up there like WWE or any other big companies, you're independent, you're kind of screwed. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of have to, you know, figure out how you can do without trying to get hurt. Or if you're hurt, you still got to be able to, you know, pay your bills or eat or something, you know? Do something.
Yeah.
You just can't lay down. And like, for example, I've gotten hurt plenty of times. But I've been an independent most of my career, if not all my career, you know? So if I get hurt, I don't have the pleasure of, like, oh, I guess I'll just take a day off. No, I'm back at it the next day, the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. You know, because I got things to pay for, and I got I got, like you said, I got to eat, you know? So there's no breaks. And that's just the way it is. And I don't know. It's just, it's hard sometimes, but like you say, the passion is the love for it. Yeah, I mean, I always tell people this, you know, I started this by myself, you know, I took it upon myself to start this journey on my own, so more than likely I'll end it on my own, you know, I'll end it,
yeah.
And that's where it's found, and that's it.
So going back into the time capsule a little bit, you said you had a tag partner in your group, the Soulless Assassins. Tell us a little bit about your partner. Did you guys start training at the same time, or did you meet him later down the road?
Well, Labyrinth was training. Well, he was always at the LA Enoki Dojo before I was. I think he was there like a couple of years before I was. And when I showed up, you know, we kicked it off in the get-go because he had a passion for it. I had a passion for it, you know. We would watch wrestling and we would pick it apart, you know what I'm saying? We were like, oh, this could have been better, that could have been better. Oh, look, you should have done this here, you should have done that there. You know, we picked each other's mind and we just, you know, we were training every day. It wasn't, you know, whenever we wanted, it was every day. It was a mandatory that we were there every day. You know, we were there three hours a day, you know. And before we would train, we would work out, we would hit the weight, you know. So all together, it'd probably be like 4 hours and a half of training, you know. And that was every day, you know. And back then, before, you know, you had to work the next day. So you would have to kind of try to, you know, mash all everything together. And try to do it. And that's what most people would quit. You know, most people would quit because they're like, oh, I can't do it. You know, I can't do it. You would train from 9 to 12 midnight, you know. You'd get home like around 1 and you got to wake up around 6:30, 7 in the morning to go to work. And then once you get out of work, you know, you just come home, eat a little bit, and then you take off and start your training, you know. And that's the way it was for a few years until we finally got our opportunity to debut. And Chris Labyrinth, he's an amazing wrestler, you know, very technical, he's amazing. I think he doesn't get his due, you know, enough. But again, that's because we're not assholes or anything, you know, but we just take this very serious. You know, we pretty much spend all our lives doing it, you know. We pretty much sacrificed a lot to do it, you know. And that's why we take it really, really serious. He's an amazing wrestler, you know. I've been traveling around with him for years, you know. When I introduce him to people, I call him my wife, because there's been times where we sleep in the same bed, you know. You know, we sleep in the same bed to try to save money, you know. And that's just the way, you know, it is. And it's cool, because, you know, you go around meeting people, making new friends, you know.
In the last 18 years, do you have a match, whether singles or tag team, that stood out to you the most, a match that you might have enjoyed more than the most?
Oh, man, to be quite honest with you, whether they're good or bad, I enjoy them all. I enjoy them all because I try to learn something from every single person and every single match. I come home, I watch it, and I pick it apart, and it's okay. I see what's going on. Next time I'm doing this, you know. So I can't really say I have like a specific. I can't say that I have in my head. I can't really see like, oh yeah, this one stands out more than the other, because I'm always trying to learn and improve what I've always been doing, you know? I mean, do I have guys that like wrestling? Yes. You know what I mean? There's a lot. There's a lot of guys that enjoy wrestling, you know. I really can't, you know, single it down to one person or one match. There's a lot of great guys out there, you know, a lot of good female wrestlers as well, you know. And yeah, they're all great. They all bring something to the table, and I always do, you know, whether they're new or old, I enjoy wrestling with them, and I always try to learn something new. You know, I'm always trying to improve. You know, and I hope everyone else is like that too, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely. If you're not learning from your last match, you're doing something wrong. That's one of the few things I was told in the very beginning, is to listen more than you speak, so that way you can take in from what you just did. And, you know, you have a match, especially younger people, they have a match with someone who's been more experienced in the business. They can give you tips and tricks on how to either look better or do a move better, and I think that's very important in the business.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. And, you know, and to the older wrestler, you know, and to the newer wrestler, let's say you're a younger wrestler coming in and wrestling an older veteran, you know what I mean? That veteran is going to scope you out, you know? He's going to see if it's worth his time even trying to throw some game at you, you know what I mean? Kind of throw some knowledge at you. Because if, you know, he'll scope you out. And if he says, oh, this guy's going to be worth my time, he'll be a dick to you, you know? But if he sees, oh, this guy, there's something about this guy, this person, then he'll try to, you know, oh, maybe this or this or this or this, you know? But, you know, you always have to try to carry yourself at a professional level, you know? Always try to carry yourself at a professional level. You know, I'm not saying don't have fun or anything, but, you know, you always have to try to carry yourself as a professional, you know? Shake it with a pan, hi, how you doing, how's it going? You know, and just be there to do your thing. You know, don't be scared or intimidated because you're probably wrestling with your big name or whatever. But, you know, just do your thing. You know, your training will come into hand, and if everything goes good, then they'll see it, you know. They'll see it. They'll know it. And that's how you'll start getting your name out there. Oh, yeah, I remember that guy. I remember that. Oh, that guy over there, yeah, we should get a big ambassador for this and that, you know? And then that's how you start getting that experience, and you start getting that knowledge, and you know? And you'll be able to succeed more than you've ever thought.
Well, we're close to wrapping up this interview, but I want to give my co-host, Luis, a chance if he has any questions for you. Luis, do you have anything you want to ask, Eagle?
Out of all the companies that you've worked with before, is there a specific one that you would like to go back to? Or, you know, looking forward to this new year?
Well, to be honest, I see CMLL doing really good right now, you know? It'd be nice to maybe go back to Arena Mexico. But I think Japan, like NOAH, would be like something I would want to do, you know? I mean, NOAH seems like a place I've never wrestled for NOAH, but it would seem that like I would really like try to go there, you know, and see what was going on there, you know? But yeah, I mean, I think all promotions have something a little different from, like, New Japan has something different from NOAH, and NOAH has something different from CMLL, and CMLL has a little something different from WWE, you know, and all these, and AAA, you know? So they all have something a little different from each other. So I think that's good for business, but to me, I think Japan is the place to go if you really, you know, a wrestler once told me, What do you want to be? You want to be Chris Benoit or you want to be The Rock? I kind of chose the Chris Benoit path, you know, besides, it's all good when, you know, you got all the glamour and lights and cameras on you. But for me, I'd rather be known as a really kick-ass wrestler. You know what I'm saying?
Sonia, do you have any questions? I think Sonia's taking a break. Lars, do you want to close it out with any other questions for him?
Yeah, I just want to wrap it up with just this last question, if you don't mind. So we have people listening internationally, like I said in the beginning, from all over the world. If someone is interested in getting into wrestling, they're thinking about starting getting into wrestling, what's one of the best pieces of advice you could give to them?
Well, just don't quit. Don't quit. Even when it seems that you're not getting the calls or you're not getting that push or you feel like your career is done for a certain hitting the wall, just keep at it, you know. Don't quit. Always work on yourself. If you think there's something wrong, figure it out and fix it and just keep on going. Everything is possible. Believe in yourself because nobody else will believe in you. So if you believe in yourself, everybody else will start believing in you, you know. So just do your thing, you know. Work hard because hard work does pay off and keep on grinding, you know. Keep on grinding. Always go with your gut, and you'll never miss.
That was perfectly said. Thank you again, Blood Eagle, for joining us tonight. I appreciate your time. Thank you for the wise words. Thank you for the stories. Is there anything you'd like to add
thank
in before
you.
We let you go for the night?
No, I just want to thank Wrestling, what is it, Wrestling Society? You guys, like I said, this is the first podcast I've ever done. And, I mean, I've been asked before, but I've always been hesitant to do it. But thank you guys. I appreciate it. And hopefully we see each other soon. And knuckles up, because I come out swinging.
I like the sound of that. Thank you again, Blood Eagle. I hope you have a great night.
Thank you, brother.
Good night. Good night, and thank you for being with us tonight. Good night.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after your commercial break.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memories. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to UWC Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. We just had an awesome guest by the name of Blood Eagle drop by. A veteran of 18 years, and to say the least, I've learned a lot from this man, talking about him wrestling internationally, his training, his partners, and what he's got in the future, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't guessed by our trend of podcasting, he will be joining us in UWC when we return in June, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for that. But next, a little catching up to do with some news. Well, this is just me and you, so I got to ask you, how did you enjoy the 7th annual Women's Royal Rumble?
There was a lot of unexpected, you know, girls coming up, you know. I think it was pretty interesting. Not as exciting as other past women's Royal Rumble. But all in all, it was a good one.
Yes, I definitely enjoyed seeing people like Jordynne Grace, Naomi come back. When Liv Morgan came in at number 30, that kind of surprised me. I got it mixed up a little bit in my head because I thought that was the music to Alexa Bliss. So I was popping, and then I was like, oh, it's just Liv Morgan. Not that it's just Liv Morgan, but, you know, you think it's Alexa Bliss, and then you find out it's Liv Morgan. You still can't complain. We all know in the last month she was arrested, had some issues going on with some disposable pens and stuff like that. But it turns out she didn't have to face any jail time. She just had a fine of $543, and boom, there she was in the Rumble. Jane Cargill, that was really great to see her come out. Having a John Cena moment, you know, lifting up Nia Jax, slamming her, then tossing her over the ropes. I think that was fun. And now we know that Bayley is the seventh woman to win the Women's Royal Rumble. It started out with Asuka, then Becky Lynch, Flair, Bianca Belair, Ronda Rousey. Last year was Rhea Ripley, and now Bayley adds her name to the winners of the Royal Rumble. I just think that's really cool because all these ladies have had an amazing career following these wins.
You forgot one very important visitor from Impact, I believe, right? So TNA, Jordynne Grace.
Yes, who did I? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely liked her coming in. I think that was really cool. She came in number 5, I believe, in the Royal Rumble. And even after the Royal Rumble, she tweeted out inviting Natalya and Ivy Nile, saying, hey, come on over to TNA. I think we would have some fun. So if WWE and TNA do have a little forbidden door situation, I think that would be pretty cool.
I think they should do the return of Invasion. Remember that show before? All the WCW and WWE would interacted to different companies. I think it would be a great show to watch.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely interesting. Something I would love to see meld together. Because it's got great potential ever since TNA came back as of January. You know, they used to be Impact. Speaking of TNA, did you hear about what happened with Anthem Sports Entertainment and how they fired Scott D'Amore?
Yeah, that came unexpectedly. I mean,
it was pretty crazy. Scott D'Amore, for people who don't know, has been working for TNA since they were TNA back in the day, over 20 years ago. He's been working some of his highlights is working with Team Canada as their heel manager. He was also the, not the booker, but the agent behind the Knockouts division when it first came out, which is, you know, the equivalent to the Diva era. In WWE, he's the one who produced most of those matches. And as of 2017, he was the president of TNA, or Impact, I should say, at the time. And, you know, now that we got it going back up to TNA, he just gets released. And it's something that Anthem Sports wanted. It's not something that TNA wanted. It's not something that Scott D'Amore wanted. He wanted to continue on as the president. You know, like you said, he brought back TNA, but at the same time, he had to be let go, and it's just crazy how things happen like that. I hope there's not a Vince McMahon scandal behind it because, as you know, Vince McMahon has an ongoing investigation against him. At the same time, he still controls 10% of the shares in TKO, so they may not show him on screen, but he's still making money in the company. He did get removed from the WWE 2K24 game. Him and Brock Lesnar are both reported to be removed from the game. How do you feel about all that going on?
Well, I mean, it was coming. You know, Vince McMahon has always been an a-hole. And, you know, I was just waiting for that to blow up, you know. About Brock, I don't know how I feel about it. I thought he was going to make a big comeback to WrestleMania. But, you know, things happen for a reason.
Yes, and due to all this backlash, through all this talking, a lot of people have a certain name trending coming back into the news saying they want justice for her. And that's Ashley Massaro. I don't know if you remember Ashley Massaro. She teamed with Paul London and Brian Kendrick back in the day. She was the punk rock girl.
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
I guess
yeah,
what happened back in back in 2007. Yeah, she was gorgeous. She was gorgeous. She was a fun-looking girl. She was on the cover of Playboy. I think she was the one who started that trend where the Diva Search winner gets to be with Playboy. That's a whole other situation. But what I'm talking about is apparently at 2007, at a tribute to the Troop show out of the country, she was sexually assaulted, and it was pretty much covered up. She spoke out about it, saying how management did nothing about it, and it led to her, you know, taking her own life in 2019. And now with all this Mr. McMahon stuff coming up and all these women are being advocated to speak up and to say their piece and to build a case, just a lot of news on Twitter has been bringing up about Ashley Massaro and how there's records of her saying that this happened to me. It's just an allegation and that it got covered up. So as the months go on, you know, and this McMahon investigation goes on, I hope any and all women who have ever been through any of these situations can come forward and get their piece. I know Sonya was with us earlier. She had to step away, but, you know, Sonya said the same thing a couple of weeks ago, like people need to be held accountable for their actions, whether it's Vince McMahon, whether it's Brock Lesnar, whether it's Chris Jericho, whoever it may be, you know, and it's a terrible thing. Who else? I'm sorry.
I think Don Leonidas, like he was a bad guy too. I just hope Paul Heyman is not a dude, you know.
Oh yeah, John Laurinaitis is so tight-lipped right now. He's having his lawyer speak for him on his part since all these allegations came out. He has not made one public comment about the whole situation, so that just shows how guilty or how in the wrong he might be if he's unwilling to produce his own comment on the situation. With these allegations, it brings up the fact that who else might have known? Maybe Triple H might have known this whole time. Maybe Shane McMahon knew this whole time. Maybe Stephanie McMahon knew this whole time, and that's why she stepped away from the company. You know, this is all just speculation. We can't, or I can't at least say that it's a for sure thing, but, you know, it's crazy to hear about all these things coming to light, you know, and you'd like to think that it's not real. I like to believe it's not real, but unfortunately there are many victims in this case, and I just hope that it can all come out to the light so that everyone can have their retribution. And me and Sonya fought about this last week about, you know, Vince should go to jail, Vince should be, you know, hung or something, and I told her, I was like, Vince is going to pay a fee. That's about it, and it's not me being heartless. It's not me being cold. It's just the facts of life, you know. I don't see him facing any jail time, unfortunately. I think Vince will make it through this. His legacy is definitely going to be tarnished, but he's not going to face any long-term penalties, maybe a fine or two. What do you think about that? Do you think he might be able to face jail time?
My thinking is he's not going to face any jail time. I think he's just going to pay off somebody, get a lot of credit, and, you know, a lot of people are going to be very rich after this. Look quiet.
And, like we said earlier, Vince still controls 10% of the TKO shares. He's still invested in the company. So even if his name's not brought up again, even if, you know, they cancel him and take him out of the video games, they take him out of all the WWE content, he's still going to make money off the WWE as a shareholder in TKO. So that's all we got for tonight. Thank you guys for all tuning in. I know we missed out on a little bit of Vengeance Day, but it kind of all went out the way we expected to go. The family defeated OTM, Dijak, Joe Gacy, they went at it. Dijak came out. The Dusty Road Classics, you know, Breaker and Corbin. Oba Femi, I'm sorry to break your heart, Lewis, but Oba Femi took out Dragon Lee and is still your North American champion. Lyra Valkyria, that was a pretty hot match you can talk about for a minute. Lyra Valkyria and Roxanne Perez, and your girl, Lola Vice, popped in out of nowhere. How'd you feel when she popped up with that contract?
you know what, I think she made a big mistake just catching me by contract. I think she should have just waited for the match to be over and then catch in. But you know what, it was a great, you know, that was one of my favorite matches.
Yeah, no, she definitely should have waited. She definitely should have waited. Make it a triple threat. I'm sorry, you should have pulled an Edge Money in the Bank moment, waited for the pinfall, then come in. But yeah, I mean, it happened, and you know, it is what it is. And she lost her golden opportunity. Ilya Dragunov, you know, he retained his belt against Trick Williams, and that was that. Carmelo Hayes jumped him, said, "You don't need you anymore. You've always been a trick." I thought that was funny. That made me laugh because, you know, that can be interpreted in many ways. But, yeah, I mean, that's all we have for the news tonight. What's going on this weekend? Nothing much. I was going to go to a pro wrestling show tomorrow, but the event is canceled due to unforeseen circumstances. If you guys don't know, Wrestling Pro Wrestling is a fun company in Hollywood that has all sorts of wacky and fun. But it'll be rescheduled to March, but... With that being said, thank you guys for tuning in to UWC Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. It has been I, Lance, and my co-host, Luis. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll hear you guys next week.
Have a great night.